I hold my wife, wondering if I can ever make her happy. When I stole her and forced her into marriage, she was the signature at the end of a contract. I didn't care if she was miserable, content, anything. All she had to be was breathing. When I started to love her, I didn't doubt I could be everything she needed. Even after Damiano stole her, I was convinced she only had to be rescued to be content. But this plea to be normal, I can't pretend to misunderstand what she means. It's not four children in an Italian-speaking house with due cucine and big sundaes. It's not the normal I know. Her normal is barbecues and July 4th. There are lawnmowers and garden beds, husbands working behind desks all day. There's more to it, I'm sure, but I can't picture it in the real world. It's all television, but a different channel than the laughable mob movies where tough guys say capiche without any irony. Maybe we can blend the two. Once this is over, maybe. Once everyone who tried to take her is dead, and I've won her safety, we can try some version of happiness. Maybe I can meet her between her normal and mine. When I'm sure Violetta is asleep, I slip out from under her, dress, and go to the office down the hall. Damiano and his alliance with what's left of the Tabonas needs to be dealt with. There's a list of people who are going to die, with or without a war. They hurt my Violet's body, which is bad enough, but the torment in her heart is intolerable. They're all going to pay for it. My rage isn't wild or reckless. I am in control. The procedure is clear. I am a surgeon, cutting away flesh to get to the people who hurt Violetta, then to the man who ordered her hurt. When they're dead, I'll drop the scalpel, pull away my mask and scrubs, and leave the body for the rats. We'll go to her doctor over the river, then to the Crown, just the two of us. Three men will scout ahead to make sure it's safe. But otherwise, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to announce our intentions by making a show of moving men around to secure the area again. Once I have the pieces of the crown, I'll solidify the loyalties of everyone in Secondovasto. There will be nowhere for Damiano or his allies to hide. My wife wants a normal life. But this is my normal. I've had it easy up until now. I've been lazy and complacent, letting so many of the Tabonas live as long as they left Secondovasto, believing Damiano would be satisfied with friendship. Too many years in America made me soft. That's over. They say taking a wife makes a man weak, but Violetta's forced me to get stronger.